Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. Hope you're very well. Thank you for joining me. In this episode, I thought we would talk about the things that we can do, like right now. If you're listening to this podcast and your stress level is at a 9 or a 10, and you want to bring yourself back down to a 3 or a 4, what do you think? We've all been there. You just feel yourself brimming over. Tears might be happening. You know, you just need something. And I know on this podcast, I've talked with guests a lot over the 3 years we've been doing this show about the changes we can make to our lifestyles, the tweaks we can make to our day and such to really move away from that sense of constant stress or overwhelm or indeed panic. And there are things you can do in the long term. There are things you can do to make a significant change in your lifestyle. But like, what about right now? What if you're listening to this podcast because you're about to blow? Because someone at work has annoyed you, said something stupid, been an idiot, or is really triggering you, something hasn't gone your way, or your name has been called for the 1,000th time all today already, and you're just constantly in a state of not being able to manage any of it, and you just think, oh, well, of course, making a long-term plan to avoid these moments entirely is a great strategy. But this is about what we can do in the moment when you feel that anger prickling up the back of your back and your neck, feel that heat flushing in your cheeks, or you feel the sting of tears in your eyes. So the first thing you can do, get up, move if you can. Get yourself out of the situation, even if it's just for a moment. Excuse yourself if you're at work, pop to the ladies, pop outside for some fresh air. Take a breather if you can. Just a few minutes is all you need to just bring yourself back down a couple of notches. Get yourself somewhere where you can be alone with your thoughts for a moment and bring the heat of that panic down. You're in the middle of a stressful meeting. It's okay to say, would you excuse me for a couple of moments? I need to use the bathroom. That's okay. It might be the best thing for the meeting and it might be the best thing for you. The second thing you can do, and one of the easiest things you can do, is take some deep breaths. And I know you've heard me say this before, but if your out breath is longer than your in breath, then the body's chemical reaction is to turn down that fight or flight response. It's like a system override that calms you down. It's like you can hack your own body. Slow, steady, calm breath in and out will reduce that feeling of stress. It won't sort out the problem, but it may very well help you in the moment, help that red mist lift and help you get a little bit of clarity. 3, visualization. Now, this obviously is something we've talked about in great deal of detail on this podcast. But just think about something that makes you happy. It might be thinking about that time you watched a sunset or stood on a beach and you could feel the waves lapping at your feet. But just channel a moment when you felt calm and just visualize it. I can do it right now here in the moment. I can think about the time I was standing on a beach and it was really awesome because it was nearing sunset and I could feel the water on my toes. And I just thought, oh, this is holiday. This is lovely. Find that feeling and just focus on it for a couple of seconds. Doesn't matter if you're having this visualization moment in a toilet cubicle in your office building or wherever it is that you might need it. Just visualize something that makes you happy and makes you feel calm, and it will just help you in that process of just taking a few steps back from that stress. Okay, 4. Now this is a two-parter because it's something you can work on long term, but it is also something that in the moment, it might be a nice thing to have. And it's getting plants into your space. They purify the air. They look gorgeous. They're known to calm you down. They're known to just be a calming element. So it could be that perhaps you have a stressful work environment. So maybe bring some plants into the scenario. Not fake ones, real ones. There's actually a really interesting study, over 10 years old now. It's in 2008, but it showed that hospital patients with plants in their rooms reported lower stress levels than patients who didn't have them. So nurture a peace lily or get an aloe plant. There's so many interesting articles online about the different plants and what they do. Like they suck up carbon dioxide, they push out oxygen. It's very, very interesting. They look good, they clean the air, and they reduce stress. Why not? Why not get some plants in your space? And you know, if you're at your desk, maybe you can't leave, maybe just like getting a microfiber cloth and just cleaning the leaves of your peace lily might be a nice calming thing to do. A bit like bonsai, but a little less faffy. Just don't be too obvious about it. Like if you have a horrible office work environment and people are really triggering you, don't walk in with a whacking 4-foot peace lily and stick it in the middle of the boardroom because it might be seen as a wee bit passive aggressive. Take a digital break. Now, what I'm talking about here is taking a step away from the screen. So walk away from your computer, put the phone down, don't look at a tablet. The issue here is the screen and the stress associated with it. I mean, I could spend the next 45 minutes rattling off so much data about it. But in this moment, the phone can be useful. We'll get to that. But usually for what it can deliver via other means, i.e. what you can listen to, not what you are, what you can watch. If you're stressed and you pick up your phone to distract yourself, this actually might be making the issue worse. But number six is head to Spotify and find a calming playlist. Now, my friends and I laugh about the things that we have on our heavy rotation, which are things like gentle piano music and calming sounds or music to fall asleep to. This is what I have in my back pocket, literally. And they're a brilliant resource. They calm me down. If I wake up in the middle of the night, if you listen to this podcast, you know I'm not a great sleeper. If I wake up in the middle of the night and I just think, oh, I really need to get back to sleep.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
I just put on a very calming playlist. And if I'm throwing myself into research for a podcast, one of my favorite things to do, by the way, the piano music really helps me actually focus for much longer periods than if I don't have it on in the background. It's very, very hard to feel angry or irritated when you have this kind of music or rhythm around you. And it doesn't have to be loud. It doesn't have to be anything really invasive. Just have it on and just focus on it for a little bit, even if it's just for a few minutes. Don't get me wrong, there's a time for Beyonce, but there's also time for a mellow music moment. Trust and believe. 7, try a pressure point. Now, try massaging the knuckle between your index and the space between the knuckles between your index finger and middle finger. So I'm right-handed, so my dominant hand is right. So instinctively, I do this on my left hand. So I take my right hand and I just pinch the area between my index or pointing finger and my middle finger. And Sharon Melnick, who wrote the book Success Under Stress, talks about how this is supposed to activate the nerve that loosens the area around the heart. So if you get that fluttery feeling when your anxiety or your stress levels, your anxiety hits or your stress levels rise, this could be a way of just easing that in the moment and just be gentle and just focus on it and maybe do it while you're doing the breathing. You never know, it could help. And then finally, number 8, watch something that makes you laugh. Like really, genuinely. For me, it's the Debbie Downer at Disney World clip from SNL with Rachel Dretch. I cannot watch that without weeping with laughter. And you know how I talked about the body going into fight or flight earlier? Well, that was a very basic primal response that the body had to stop us getting eaten by saber-toothed tigers back in the day. that's what the adrenals were originally for, to give us that surge so that we could escape predators. But that same fight or flight response is stimulated if you get a bollocking from your boss, or if something goes wrong at work, and or your email, your inbox is overloaded. It can cause the same physical reaction in the body, because the body doesn't always know the difference. Despite the fact the body is hugely sophisticated and very, very clever, it can't put it into perspective. It will push out those stress hormones and flood your body with cortisol and adrenaline, when actually what you need is not that. But that's what happens, and that's why you get stressed in the moment when you see your boss's name in your inbox, for example. I'm not projecting onto you here. Obviously, I am. This is why I work for myself. So if you laugh, the body goes, okay, let me ramp up the happy hormones. We're having a good time. And again, it's a bit like the breathing. It's a way of hacking your system to go from stressed to, well, less stressed, depending on what's going on. A laugh can't hurt. So if you're listening to this and you're in that moment where you're feeling stressed, you can feel the heat of anger and anxiety, and just you feel at brimming point, I'm really sorry that you're feeling like that. It'll pass. Do some of these things. Take a breather if you can. Do what you can. Don't be too hard on yourself. And just try and dial yourself back down by the breathing, whether it's listening to something. And I'm sure it will all begin to feel a little less at a 9 or a 10, and a little more at a 3 or a 4. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that's been helpful. I'll see you on the next one.